Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
All right, so it is official. Johnny Manziel will start Sunday against the 49ers, and it sounds like he's going to start the final four games. Your thoughts on that? 216-578-0850. Andrew Gribble will be with us soon as well. And, you know, obviously we've had a lot to get through today. It was nice to have Marlon Moore out here. We are live and on location at the Discount Drug Mart on Center Road in Brunswick Hills. Armani Bryan is here now wearing some very nice UGG shoes, by the way.
I have two pairs of those.
I have a pair of those as well.
They're fantastic.
They look like shoes, but they've got that slipper fur.
My wife gives me trouble because I actually, like, wear them.
You can wear those out with jeans? Absolutely.
Not with jeans. No. I meant like, oh, you can. I don't. I wear them to like take my kids to school in the morning, or
sure.
if, like in the evening when I've already like settled in and I need to run to the store like to go get a gallon of milk. I wear them.
Yes.
And she gives me a hard time because then I'm tracking some of the germs back into the house.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now. We bring in senior staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app, Andrew Gribble. Gribbs. Obviously, Johnny Manziel getting to start this Sunday. It sounds like for the final four games as well. I know you're plugged in there. Is that the intention? Is this a rest of the season move?
Yeah, that's what's been indicated with Coach Pettine's quote that he sent out just a few minutes ago, and just saying that the goal for every game is to go out and win, and Johnny needs to show that he can put us in position to do so during the last 4 weeks of the season. So I think that paints it pretty clear that it's going to start with the 49ers, which is easily the easiest of the four games
sure.
coming up based on defensive rankings, and then it's nasty in a hurry going to Seattle, going to Kansas City, who Kansas City is probably playing as good a football right now as anyone in the NFL, and then coming back home against the Steelers. So it's certainly going to be an important four games for Johnny Manziel moving forward, and it's not going to be easy, especially the Sunday even against San Francisco, which I think is playing pretty well on defense as well.
Yeah, Grips, how difficult will it be, as Mike Pettine consistently says, evaluate, evaluate, evaluate. Well, we're going to see Johnny Manziel potentially over the last four games. You just mentioned three of the four of potential playoff teams or playoff teams with everything shaken out. Are we looking at Johnny to see what he can do or how close he can get us to competing with the teams that make up the final four football games?
Well, I think he says this, and a lot of coaches say that. You learn the most about people when they're faced with some adversity, and I can't think of much more adversity than what he's going to face these next 4 weeks. They're the quarterback of a 2-10 team, finishing out the regular season against three or four teams that are looking to make the playoffs. Your offense is banged up. You just lost your left guard for the season. Fullback is out for the season, and the wide receivers, you don't know what you maybe have there on Sunday with two guys still in the concussion protocol and three more that banged up this past week. So, again, it's not the most ideal set of circumstances he's going to step into. So you want to see how he responds from that. And I think the key is really seeing how he, one, responded from this 2 week demotion that he experienced, and then, two, seeing how he builds off what many viewed as an encouraging performance against the Steelers last month, even though, the result wasn't what you wanted to get. But I think when you look back at that Steelers game, Johnny did what he could to kind of put the Browns in position to win that game. From his perspective, and I think that's the kind of performance that Mike Pettine wants to see. And you remember how overwhelming it seemed that Mike Pettine was to praise Johnny in the wake of that start. I think it's more of trying to see what he was able to do in that game, and maybe less of what you saw against the Bengals earlier this season, and kind of doing his own thing and maybe not playing within the offense.
Yes, Johnny Manziel will start the final four games for the Cleveland Browns. Andrew Gribble, senior staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app with us right now. Gribbs, yesterday I thought an interesting press conference from head coach Mike Pettine. Obviously the quarterback decision was part of it, but the big news story around is him talking about the discord in the building. What did you think of those comments, and what do you think he was really trying to say?
I just think it's the revealing nature of what a losing season and a losing streak can really have on an NFL team, really anywhere across the league. I remember reading a column on DallasCowboys.com last month. It was during their six-game losing streak, and it was in the wake of, Dez Bryant's locker room blow-up. And I think they put it best when they said, it's more than just kind of a six-game losing streak, or in the Browns' losing streak, a seven-game losing streak. It's more than that. It's really kind of a 55-day losing streak kind of thing. It just lasts for so long, and you know, when you lose a game on Sunday, it kind of lingers throughout the week, and it builds and builds. And I think if you're 2-10, you should be frustrated. And I think the Browns definitely are frustrated, Mike Pettine included, and everyone else in this building. So I think that's going to lead to what Mike Pettine kind of laid out on Monday in kind of pretty revealing terms, and I think kind of perked up the eyebrows of everyone in the media room there. And I expect on Wednesday to probably for him to get a lot more questions on that topic and maybe to provide even more clarity on that. But that was kind of a end of press conference quote from Mike Pettine, so I think it'll be built upon on Wednesday.
Gribble, what do you think are realistic expectations for this football team, so much so that Mike Pettine, you know, with the changes that have happened with the IR, you know, situation is, you know, with potentially no Joe Hayden, no Taylor Gabriel, no Andrew Hawkins, what's the sense of satisfaction that Mike Pettine can say after, you know, as we're evaluating this team with a quarter of the season left, what would be satisfying to you as a perspective that he may have on this season?
Well, I don't know if you can even really put wins and losses on this at this point because of you see in the competition that you face in the next 4 weeks, but you just need to see more performances and effort like you maybe had Monday against the Ravens, even though it was kind of the worst possible result at the end, than a performance like you saw Sunday where the Browns were just never in the game. That's the last thing you want to see over these final 4 weeks. And you look back at last season when the Browns ended with five straight losses, one of the things that the coaches and even Jimmy Haslam took pride in was kind of the effort and the way the Browns played in that final game against the Ravens, even though it didn't equate to a win. You just want to see the players respond that way. There's a lot of guys who are, again, these players want to put themselves in the best possible position for the offseason and their future, whether it's with this organization or someone else. You just want to see that kind of performance throughout the team. And you really, when you look at Sunday's performance, you hope it can't get worse than what we saw that this Sunday. So you hope to see kind of a bounce back, maybe use the juice of Manziel getting back at that starting quarterback position for this game against the 49ers, which is a very winnable game and a game that Vegas has called the Cleveland Browns a favorite in. So you try to build off this game and then go into a stretch, and again, just a really tough stretch in December that we've really been eyeballing ever since the schedule came out, Nate.
Talk with Andrew Gribble here on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Gribbs, all the calls today have been focused on one thing and just absolute disappointment and disgust with the performance of Jim O'Neill and the defense of the Cleveland Browns. What do you make of what's going on with the Browns' defensive woes? Five games of 30 or more points, 10 in a row at 24 or more, which I'm told is an NFL record. So what do you think is going on?
Well, yeah, I think Mike Pettine was asked about this yesterday with kind of, is it injuries? Is it coaching? Is it player performance? And it really is kind of an all of the above kind of situation. And really, it just seems like it's kind of snowballed at this point in the season. I think the most disappointing aspect maybe of this past week's performance was, you know, I felt like the Browns' run defense, even though it was still not maybe getting the job done as they wanted to, at the beginning of the season, I thought it better in recent weeks than it had been in the first half of the season.
I thought they did a great job against Pittsburgh, if you remember that game.
Yeah, and then it just took kind of a step backward against the Bengals and Jeremy Hill. And I think a stat I saw earlier today was Jeremy Hill had the majority of his yards came after contact on Sunday. So those are plays that you look back on and wish you could have made on the field. So I think that's an area where they've struggled against the run pretty much all of the season. And then your injuries have hit you hardest in your pass defense, and really just not being able to shore up that second cornerback spot without Joe Hayden, I think has really hurt the group as well. And it's just one of those things where, you know, you look at when seasons go the way the Browns season have gone, it's just that kind of that snowball effect where you want to try to get it to turn around, but it just doesn't happen. So it's, you want to see maybe a better performance this Sunday against a Blaine Gabbert-led 49ers offense, which, again, of the four offenses the Browns are going to face the rest of the season, this one is the lowest ranked. I believe San Francisco's last in both scoring offense and total offense going into this game. So this is a potential confidence-boosting game, and this is a defense that needs all the confidence it can get just because of the way the injuries and the results have kind of piled up on them.
Certainly, and they will be going against a former Brown in the backfield, Sean Drone, in that one, a guy who has looked pretty good in San Francisco, getting an opportunity to be the every down back for the 49ers. Gribbs, appreciate your time as always. Thanks for being with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. And, of course, check him out on Twitter at @Andrew_Gribble. And, of course, on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Mobile app. When we return, Armonte Bryant will join us here live at the Discount Drug Mart on Center Road in Brunswick Heights. RJ in the house. Cleveland Browns Daily, Brunswick Heights Hills. If you're on a hill, are you not at a height?
Sure.
Yes. We'll be back. CBD after this.